Another milestone taken down. These girls are stone cold. This is another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of this Kansas State Podcast, all things K-State sports, 2013 alum. Football all the way to men's and women's track and field coming up in the spring of 2025. More so, the winter indoor season right around the corner for them. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning in to this episode. I'm recording on Monday, foggy in Kansas City, Missouri, December 9th, 2024. I am tempted to say 2025. We have less than, 20 days? Yeah, less than 20 days till that, but still unfinished business of the year. Your first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you so much for taking time out of your day or evening to listen to this episode of this podcast. Your first time listener, thank you so much for checking out this podcast, K-State podcast. It's particularly if you're a K-State fan. If you are a K-State fan, make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. If you're not, go ahead and hit that like, subscribe button every time we post content daily, and hit the alarm bell every time we do post content daily. And so this is the postcast women's basketball stone cold. Damn, I tell you, these girls, boy, if you're not on this bandwagon, I don't know what you're missing out. Domination continues in 2024-25 for this K-State women's basketball team, in another milestone achieved again. Jeff Mitty, 200th win at Kansas State. And earlier in the year, and I think recently, I think he achieved 650th win of his coaching career. He just knocked that down a few games ago. Now let's just get this one too. 200th win for Jeff Mitty as K State easily all over Texas A&M yesterday, 89-50. This is what you're supposed to be doing. If you're a good basketball team, now again, their lone loss against Duke, we all know what happened there. They could have beat Duke there too, but mishaps along the way there. But right now, they're beating the teams they're supposed to beat. And for K-State, this is the fifth time they have started a season. Well, actually, this is the second straight season that K-State has started 10-1. Damn, and you got to go back not too long ago to the 2014-15 season when they did start 10-1 there as well. Jeff Mitty, head coach of the women's basketball team, third Wildcat women's basketball coach ever to hit the 200 win mark there, and he is not too far behind Judy Akers. He's to get that in the month of either towards the end of this month or possibly in the new year, right? Not too far behind Judy at Akers right now. Akers, 206. And then, of course, the longtime legend, Deb Patterson, which when I was a student in school, she was the head coach, 350 wins there. So a little ways from that, obviously, but he could be in second when it's all, he'll definitely be in second without question, but let's just celebrate right now, stay in the present. Jeff Mitty, 200 wins. That's how you get it. That's how you stay a coach in any program, whether it's women's basketball, football, anything like that. You bring successful. And look, this it's been a project, no doubt. And we have talked about the sky's the limit with this women's basketball team. And an example, last night, holy smokes, Taryn Size went off last night. Zayna Walker, Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, Taryn Sides had a game high last night. Off the bench, we're talking about. Off the bench, 19 points. That game, even though, again, I'm not trying to throw no shade at A&M, former Big 12 opponent, but Taryn Sides' performance reminded me a little bit of Iowa last year on the road, stone cold. Going out there and just letting that thing rip. Letting that thing just go up there and shooting it, right? She is not afraid to shoot that thing. And boy, I think even more lethal this year than it was last year. I'm just saying, you know? So I'm telling you, that's why I think this week, I think it's this weekend, right? Yeah, this weekend they'll be in St. Joseph. So I need to get on it, see if the quote-unquote taking a page out of Kieran and Harrison, the Ticket Fairy play nice with me. That did not come out right. It's going to be nice to me in the holiday season. And we'll see what happens there. But yeah, that's been the kind of the goal here, to get to about at least up here anyways. And I'll figure out a way. Well, I'll be in Manhattan, obviously, here and there. But yeah, when they're up here, I'm going to definitely try to go this weekend for sure. So I need to look at it, everything, and everything kind of lines up. At least pay week is coming, so there's that too as well. So yeah, I need to do some pennies pitching, if you will, there as well. all that aside, but seriously though, yeah, if you're not on this bandwagon, Casey wins basketball, I don't know what you're doing, because every night this team just goes out there and just balls out. That's what it's supposed to do. Not doesn't play around with the opponent, anything else like that. I mentioned Sides, Glenn, Walker, Serena, even throw Serena Sundell into the mix. But back to Sides last night. This is what I'm talking about. Anybody, any of these players can hurt you any other night besides Ayoko Lee. And you know the importance of Ayoko Lee. They want to keep her fresh, right? You want to have her. That's your best player. No question asked. We should all know that by now. If you don't, then you need to go back a little bit. but yeah, any one of these players, Zion Walker, Tamir Poindexter, Kennedy Taylor, any of these girls can hurt you. They can have a night. If like Ayoko Lee's off, or Serena Sundell's off, or Jalen Glenn doesn't score no points, somebody else can go off, right? So it's so excitement, and you can see what you can hear why. Obviously, Run It Back podcast, Jasmine, our friend of the show, Jasmine Halliburton, well, they're pumped up by the team, and we all should be, right? So again, knocking all these cool milestones down along the way early in the season. We're 11 games into the season. Ayoko Lee has a scoring record. Jeff Mini getting 650 and now getting 200 wins and all that. Serena Sundell getting a triple-double. Now Taryn Sides continues to light it up from downtown. It's crazy. It's crazy. And early on, they went on a run early. And these patented big-ass runs that this women's basketball team's on. Oh, by the way, K-State, by the way, 13th ranked in the country. Getting just a little bit disrespect again in the top 25. I ain't going a rabbit hole on that. I don't have time for that right now. This is the Pro Project Podcast. K-State women's basketball, 13th ranked in the country. Rules, Texas A&M, 89-50 in College Station last night. Taryn Sides, career high. To this point of the season, 19. We still have ways to go in the basketball season there as well. Sides played 31 minutes. Yeah, Ayoko Lee backed her a little bit. Only 10 minutes, only 6 points. Again, you didn't really need her because Kennedy Taylor played 18 points. And Imani Lester's been getting in more of the action. Here she played 14, lots of Maupin between her. Taylor, Lester, and Maupin, that front court. They played a lot more minutes, so Ayoko, they've emphasized it, you know, so we'll see what happens, there. Zion Walker, 17, Serena Sundell, 1 point behind her, 16 points, Jalen Glenn, 12 points, 2 of 7 from downtown, 5 of 12 from the field, Poindexter had 8, added 8, let's see, Kenny Taylor, 6 points. Everybody hit the scoreboard last night, including Imani Lester with 3 points, and Eliza Maupin played 13 minutes and had 2 as well in this dominating game for K-State once again. You're getting it done, man. I'm telling you right now, I believe that's their next game, Middle Tennessee State. I got to double check that real quick. Let me go down to the other tab here. I don't want to get too caught up with that. Yep. So yeah, Bill Snyder Basketball Classic is the next game. So basically, for the basketball teams, respectively, I'll get back to Jeff Mini in just a second. They'll be in KC/St. Joseph. Obviously, men's basketball, a lot of concerns a lot of concerns right now, and I don't know. I don't like where it's going. I don't like it's going there. But on the flip side of the coin, you gotta like what the women are doing, dominating these teams. And again, will the Christmas fairy? Will the Christmas fairy be nice to me? So we'll see. I know I've talked about it throughout this year. So I think that's going to be in the plans here. I'm be going to my Game Time app to see that. So see the ticket prices and we'll see if we can get up there for sure. Go to kstatesports.com. A little promo here on the podcast. But yeah, Middle Tennessee State. Hold up. No, Middle Tennessee. I don't know why I say that. Middle Tennessee, 5 p.m. for the second straight year of the Bill Snyder Basketball Classic. So Saturday, this weekend, it's going to be a little bit packed for sure because we got a race. The 2024 race finale going down also this weekend as well. So we're going to run that back on that as well here. Let's see. I'm just reading, scanning real quick. Yeah. See, yeah, they're arresting Lee here and all that. But yeah, so Jeb Mini, why not? We'll just hear from him. And I'm just going to take his opening statement here. After his team just continues to beat the brakes out of the opposing teams here. Jeb Mini, quote, I'll just start off by saying sometimes you end up playing really, really well. And it's kind of snowballs on the other team. And I think we played really well early and hit them early. And that's what you have got to do on the road. You got to come and establish what you want early. And I thought, for the most part, both ends of the floor, we did that. his team has done that a lot this year, hitting people in, straight up in the mouth. And the other team can't respond. Well, Duke responded in a different way there, so they're going to have to, when playing better competition, obviously, we know about the Big 12 and all that, definitely three steps up the competition a little bit. K-State, they're going to have to respond back. That's going to be the question. I don't know how good Middle Tennessee State is. I'll have to research that, but yeah, I think for this team, moving forward the process here, they continue to start off fast, and that's going to be the key moving forward there, unlike the men's basketball team. But yeah, so exciting, just excited, fired up, excited for this basketball team again, and excited about, and I know it's only Monday, foggy outside, as I'm wrapping this thing up, and foggy outside, fired up. And just ready for the rest, try to get through the rest of this holiday season with the bat and kind of stay on the basketball topic here. Eddie Greer, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Basketball. Yeah, so you have the women's basketball team playing Saturday, and they turn around. Can the men's basketball team find the answer against a very talented Drake team in T-Mobile? Yeah, I'm wondering how the crowd's going to be. I'm going to be definitely, again, if the ticket fairy is going to be nice here within this two games and 4 day stretch, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But yeah, definitely like the way that it's going. And I ain't going to share any more other numbers here. Just fact that the scoreboard tells it what you need to know. And it's been a trend for really 11 games for the exception of Duke. When Duke responded, K-State didn't have a really good response to that. So again, it'll be interesting to see how it goes. But, yep, the Cats will be in St. Joe's this weekend against Memphis, Tennessee State, beating an SEC opponent, A&M. A&M drops to 5-5 on the year. Taryn Sides, it was a Taryn Shy show last night. It was her turn to do the work first for this team. Jeff Manny, 200th win as a K-State women's head basketball coach last night as his team rolls over Texas A&M 89. Hold up. 13th ranked K-State, 89-50 last night in College Station. And looking forward, really, to some good basketball, hopefully, on all phases here within the next week and almost in change there. Again, the women, for those that are in for K-State fans are in the area, obviously. They're going to be up here, St. Joe, Saturday afternoon late. And then, of course, right here in the backyard, Kansas City, Missouri, T-Mobile Center, can K-State men's basketball team find the answers? Well, you have 10 days to do that. So that's all I'm going to say on that. That's for at least for right now anyways, when they play Drake. So we'll see. But anyways, congratulations to Jeff Mitty on another coaching milestone here in the year of 2024. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or ever I have a chance to record Kansas State content, Podbean app, Greer 3 80s Podcast. That is Greer 3 80s Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden, another K's alum over there. We talk men's basketball and football. Fresh episode up now. So go, I would advise you to check that out. And so that's going to wrap it up on another winning postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Pro Project Podcast in the books. 13th ranked K-State. Once again, pulls away easily. No contest over the Aggies of A&M. 200th for Jeff Mitty. Go Cats.